Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to lay another mainstream media career to rest here in the Woke Cemetery. We have prepared a special plot for him next to the donut diva Brian Stelter and the sour lemon who preferred to be called Donnie. As a showing of our respect, I would ask that you grab the hand of the person standing next to you as we observe a moment of silence to honor the career of Norby Williamson. I guess we know who is the real face of ESPN. I guess we know who has all the power at the worldwide leader in woke. Now you would think with ESPN being a network that is dedicated to Woke United Methodist, the face of the network would be a fellow parishioner. Someone like a Stephen A. Smith or Shannon Sharp. Hey, it's me, Shay Shay! Even a lower-level parishioner like Ryan Clark, the man who seems to be fighting for the open spot of the new lead pastor at Woke United Methodist. ESPN, they have left that position open since the firing of Father Jalen Rose last summer. But there are so many parishioners to choose from to be the face of ESPN, to be the true power at the network. There are so many parishioners who are willing to stick to the script and promote the necessary talking points. Oddly enough, the power at ESPN, it has not been given to a dedicated parishioner. The power at ESPN, it seems to be in the hands of Pat McAfee. And to be honest with you, this is kind of surprising considering the performance of Pat McAfee at ESPN or the complete lack thereof, but we'll get into that more here in just a second. Earlier this morning, the New York Post, they reported that Norby Williamson was leaving the worldwide leader in woke. The Athletic obtained an internal memo that was sent to woke welfare collectors at ESPN by Burke Magnus. My fellow parishioners and worshipers of the woke oak tree, I have some sad news for you this morning. Norby Williamson has decided to leave our family. He is leaving ESPN. If you're not fluent in shitfuck, it can be difficult to comprehend the message that was delivered in this memo. Luckily, though, after years of attending services at Woke United Methodist covertly, I developed the ability to speak in their language. So, let me translate it for you. Norby Williamson was fired. He had almost 4 years left on his contract with ESPN. I'm having a hard time believing that he walked away from that level of job security and all that money voluntarily. From what I understand, Norby Williamson was fired. But looking at his career, Norby Williamson, he is the all-American success story. Started at ESPN in 1985 working in the mailroom. Now, this was during a time when ESPN was actually dedicated to covering sports. The ESPN from 1985, it would not recognize the ESPN of today. Norby Williamson, though, he rose through the ranks to become one of the most powerful executives at the network. Listen to some of his accomplishments, because Norb, he was able to achieve an awful lot in his 40 years at ESPN. Remember when Jemele Hill and Michael A. Smith, no relation to Stevie A. Smith, but remember when they were hosting SportsCenter? In true Jemele Hill fashion, she tried to turn SportsCenter into a political discussion on racism. They even renamed SportsCenter. They started calling it SC6. Yeah, the 6. It either stood for the number of months the show was expected to be on the air or the number of viewers they averaged per episode. Either way, Norby Williamson, he was responsible for getting rid of that embarrassing failure. Remember the show High Noon? Don't feel bad if you don't. It's hard to remember a show that no one was watching. High Noon, it was hosted by the man who was given dozens and dozens of opportunities at ESPN and managed to fail in embarrassing fashion with every one of them. The show was hosted by the originator of the term huge embarrassing failure, Bomani Jones. Norby Williamson, he was responsible for getting rid of that too. He was also responsible for pushing Dan Lebatard out at ESPN. Now, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, KC, this guy was a superstar. He's getting rid of all the deacons at Woke United Methodist who are incapable of drawing ratings. Yeah, I wonder if that had anything to do with him getting fired. During his 40-year tenure at ESPN, Norby Williamson, he was involved in several conflicts with high-profile stars. Guys like Dan Patrick, Stuart Scott. Obviously, he had conflicts with people who thought they were stars but couldn't be any less relevant. Mainly the trio of huge embarrassing failures that I just mentioned, Jemele Hill, Dan Le Batard, and Bobo Jones. Earlier this year, though, Norby Williamson, he decided to get into an altercation with the wrong star. There are certain people, and whether this perception is true or not, it really doesn't matter, but there are certain stars who are perceived to be bigger than the organization. They are perceived to be too important to piss off. For example, Howard Stern, he was untouchable in the 90s and early 2000s. This dude was getting radio stations fined by the FCC on a consistent basis. Didn't matter. Howard Stern, he could do or say whatever the hell he wanted because he was the king of all media. Rush Limbaugh, untouchable. Joe Rogan, there aren't very many of them, but there are certain stars who have earned the right to be untouchable. For reasons unknown, ESPN believes that Pat McAfee is in the same category. Back in January, Pat McAfee, he was pissed off with ESPN. He was very bitter. He went on live television and he accused Norby Williamson of sabotaging his show. He basically accused Norby Williamson of trying to set him up for failure, making him look bad in the mainstream media. Watch it for yourself.
Now, there are some people actively trying to sabotage us from within ESPN.
Funny.
More specifically, I believe Norby Williamson is the guy who is attempting to sabotage our program. I'm not 100% sure. That is just seemingly the only human that has information, and then somehow that information gets leaked, and it's wrong, and then it sets a narrative of what our show is, and then are we just going to combat that from a rat every single time? I don't know. But, like, somebody tried to get ahead of our actual ratings release with wrong numbers 12 hours beforehand. That's a sabotage attempt.
Look, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes at ESPN. I know Pat McAfee has never liked Norby Williamson because he ghosted him at a meeting 5 or 6 years ago. But I don't know the dynamics of their relationship. Here's what I do know, and I said this same thing 3 months ago. Norby Williamson leaking ratings to the New York Post, that is not sabotaging Pat McAfee. I am a grade A dumbass. Outside of creating content for this channel, I'm completely useless. Need your toilet fixed? Better call Kelsey Plum, lead plumber in the WNBA, because KC can't fix it. Need something hung on your wall? Better not let me do it. Remember last summer when these shelves behind me fell off the wall? Yeah. That's my handiwork. The only thing I can do with a hammer is break my own hand. I am useless outside of what I do here on the channel. But even someone as incompetent as I am, I don't need Norby Williamson to leak ratings to the New York Post to know that Pat McAfee is struggling at ESPN. Norb, he leaked those ratings back in January. We have been covering Pat McAfee's ratings at ESPN here on the channel, or his lack of ratings, since last September. There is a theory that Pat McAfee demanded that Norby Williamson be fired at ESPN. Now, ESPN, they are denying the claim. They are claiming that Norby Williamson left the network due to creative differences. Do I think Pat McAfee stormed into some office and demanded that Norby Williamson be fired? No. Do I think he made a phone call demanding for Norb to be given a swift boot in the boodle? No. I don't see Pat McAfee as that kind of dude. I don't think he has it in him to demand for someone to be fired. However, do I think the tension between Norby Williamson and Pat McAfee had a massive influence in ESPN's decision to fire him? Absolutely. ESPN can deny it all they want. They can call it creative differences. And the thing is, they're not necessarily lying when they say it's creative differences, because there was a creative difference. His name is Pat McAfee. I think ESPN is looking at Pat McAfee as the future of their network. The future of Stephen A. Smith at ESPN, it's in doubt. Contract is expiring, I think, later this year. Stephen A., he has expressed interest in doing things outside of sports. To be honest with you, Stephen A. might be tired of carrying the load. Hell, he's been carrying the network by himself for the last 10 years. The grown man who calls himself Shay Shay, he doesn't really need ESPN. He has outside projects that are more successful than anything he does at the worldwide leader in woke. Now, outside of those two, the only mainstream star ESPN has left is Pat McAfee. Throughout the year, there have been numerous reports claiming that ESPN is looking to fully embrace a streaming model. They want Pat McAfee to be the face of this new and improved ESPN. Now, on the surface, it makes sense, right? Pat McAfee built his career here on YouTube. Why couldn't he maintain that level of success on ESPN's streaming platform? This is pure speculation on my part, but I think executives at ESPN think that Pat McAfee is struggling to draw ratings because he's on linear television. Sure, he's still here on YouTube, but I'm talking specifically about his ratings on ESPN. If the network abandons linear television and fully embraces a streaming model, which some believe could happen as soon as next year, maybe the thinking is Pat McAfee will be more successful. Pat McAfee will be an even bigger star than he is now and actually be able to draw an audience. I mean, Pat McAfee's a big star now, but on ESPN, on linear television, he can't draw flies to a fresh turd. If that's the case, this is a very risky proposition. In my opinion, the reason Pat McAfee is struggling at ESPN has nothing to do with the platform he's on. Linear television, streaming, doesn't matter. The reason Pat McAfee is struggling at ESPN, he doesn't fit the network. The ESPN audience, they don't relate to him. They don't like him. And that's not conjecture. That's not opinion. The Athletic conducted a poll last fall, found that the ESPN audience, they cannot stand Pat McAfee. It's also risky because Pat McAfee never finishes out contracts. Now, I'm not going into all the details again today. We have discussed this countless times here on the channel. But look at the history of Pat McAfee. Find one contract that he has completed. I'll give you a spoiler. You're not going to find one. The firing of Norby Williamson, it all but confirms the direction that ESPN is going. They are all in on Pat McAfee. Whether or not it works, different story. We have 7 months of evidence that proves it ain't working. We also have years of evidence that proves Pat McAfee, he doesn't like to stay in one place for very long. But give me your thoughts on this. Norby Williamson either leaves ESPN or he was fired. I think it's the latter. While I don't think Pat McAfee demanded his firing, I do believe the tension between Pat and Norb heavily influenced ESPN's decision. ESPN, they are all in now on Pat McAfee. Is that the right move? Do you think this works out long term? I have my doubts. What about you? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.